First off, President John Mahama has announced that government is working hard to ensure that every Ghanaian has access to reliable, affordable and sufficient electricity by 2030. There is more in the following report.
According to President John Mahama, this is very important because it will go a long way to help grow the economy, as well as other initiatives like the 24-hour economy program and the Big Push. Speaking at the Bloomberg Philanthropies Global Forum, the president also added that government has already gone far with some programs that will ensure that this target is achieved even before that deadline. Ghana currently is said to have achieved 70% access. However, there are still challenges with reliability and affordable power, a development that is currently affecting a lot of businesses in the country. President John Mahama, for instance, highlighted how the country's rural electrification program has been one of the lead initiatives that has helped in achieving this feat. He has also pledged government's commitment to advance the necessary investments into the energy sector to help address the current challenges so the problem of affordability and reliable power can be addressed once and for all.
And that was a business desk report. Now, banking consultant Dr. Richmond Ituahene has asked the Bank of Ghana to be cautious of its plans to hedge some portions of the country's gold reserves. Publication by the Bank of Ghana shows that the country's gold reserves is about 36 tons. Speaking on the issue, Dr. Ituahene said it is premature for the Bank of Ghana to start contemplating hedging gold with just a reserve of 36 tons.
So I don't think everybody talking about it is a theoretical person. They are not operationalized. They are not people hands-on. You can read a textbook, but if you haven't done it before, you don't seem to appreciate it. Bank of Ghana, for me, even the little that we have to manage about the finances of the economy, look at the non-performing. Look at the non-performing. That is, Ghanaians should get it clear. There's a difference between a textbook achieved professors and doctors and practitioners who sit at the dealing room, who sit at the gold dealing room in Dubai, in Singapore, in UK, in America, dealing. You don't understand. You go and read a textbook. You go for put, options, forward, swaps. What is involved?
And that was banking consultant Dr. Richmond Ituahene. Still within the banking space, Access Bank Ghana has appointed the current executive director, retail and digital banking, Pearl Nkrumah, as its new managing director, effective October 1, 2025. Ms. Nkrumah, by this appointment, will be the first female managing director of the bank since it started operations in Ghana. She's taken over from Olumide Olatunji, who is now moving into a new executive role at the group level in Nigeria. Ms. Nkrumah holds MBA and a BSc in Business Administration from the University of Ghana and LLB from the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration. Now, the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, James Averjee, has called on the Institute of Chartered Accountants Ghana to consider some investment in digital technology and online platform to reach a broader audience. According to him, that will meet the growing trend of technology for professionals in the field. He made the call in a speech as the guest speaker for the second graduation and admission ceremony of the ICAG.
All initiatives of the Institute aimed to enhance the professionalism and ethical standard of its members, ensuring that they stay current with global trends and regulations. With technology advancing rapidly, the Institute must invest in digital learning platforms and e-certification to reach a broader audience. As a member of the International Federation of Accountants and other regional accounting bodies, the Institute stays aligned with international standards and best practices.
James Averjee is the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. To some other stories now, the Director General of the West African Institute for Financial and Economic Management, Baba Uwai Musa, is urging member states to make financial stability a top priority across all sectors of the economy. Speaking at a regional forum, Mr. Musa stressed that without stability, the foundations for growth and sustainable development in West Africa will remain fragile.
had a lot of headwinds that came and affected the region. The COVID was part of it. Prior to COVID, we have had the financial crisis that preceded the COVID. And immediately after the COVID, there were other headwinds, the geopolitical tension, and many other structural issues that arose, which made countries not to meet the convergence criteria. But what we have seen now within the region is there is still stability in almost all the countries. Most of the countries have embarked on reforms that
Babawai Musa is the Director General of the West African Institute for Financial and Economic Management. Now, small and medium-sized businesses seeking to expand their operations can take advantage of the Ecobank Joy Business SME Fair scheduled to take place from Friday, October 31 to Sunday, November 2, 2025 at the Good Park near Accra Mall. General Manager of Sales and Marketing at the Multimedia Group Limited, David Max Fuga, tells us some advantages to gain from the fair.
Those we have engaged and those who are outside, bring them together under one roof so they can have access to funding. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, Ecobank is our major sponsor. Mm-hmm. And then they will be able to network. Yeah. And also be able to engage government agencies who will be there. Because mm-hmm. some of them, even basic registration is a big issue. So we want to put all this together, the entrepreneurs, the government agencies, put all of these people under one roof so that they can have access to market, they can have access to fund, they can be able to network. Some of them even need markets outside. So mm-hmm. this is an opportunity for them to get those assets. So that's why we are putting this together. And it's led by Joy Business, but it's powered by Joy Prime.
General Manager of Sales and Marketing at the Multimedia Group Limited, David Max Fuga. Don't forget the Ecobank Joy Business SME Fair scheduled to take place from Friday, October 31 to Sunday, November 2, 2025 at the Good Park near Accra Mall. Interested businesses can contact us on 0267-551-1555 for registration and further information. Now, tea is consumed in many households as a breakfast or healthy option in Ghana. With a growing demand and increasing importation of the product, local producers are contemplating ways to increase production. Today on Food Chain, my colleague Jesse Eyoram Agbapo engaged the Chief Executive Officer of Nufree Health Food and Beverages, Dr. Buaima Intim, on more innovative ways to cater to the growing demand.